Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 8-0 victory over Hamilton in the Premiership today. We wanted 10, Gerrard out, but certainly, wow, what a result from Rangers today. Granted, playing bottom of the table, but that bears no reflection on the performance at all today, because we were outstanding. We've been threatening to absolutely cuff a team for all season so far. We've been threatening for this for so long, and today we got our just desserts because we were outstanding from minute one today. We went for the jugular, and that's the way I want to see Rangers play every single game. I know there'll be a wee bit more nuance than that, given, you know, opposition will be more in our face, especially if you come up against Benfica or somebody like that. But today we were relentless, absolutely devastating. And even when we were 6-0 up, you could see the players were just hungry, wanting more, and you were seeing Gerrard pushing the players going forward. Once again, we had no shots on target against us today, which is a representation of how well we played once again. Hamilton, they do like to play a wee bit more expansive than a lot of teams that come to Ibrox. They try and give us a game. I don't know what they were doing today, because they certainly never done that. They certainly never played defensively either. They were just there for the taking, and we grabbed it with both hands, and we absolutely smashed them. It was an absolute joy to see today. And, you know, from the disappointment, obviously, and perhaps from myself, the overreaction about the result on Thursday night against Benfica, to this performance, what an anecdote. And we were 90 seconds away from a perfect run of six games, a very difficult run of six games, especially considering it was Sunday, Thursday for three consecutive weeks there. A lot of pressure, and, you know, we duly delivered, and once again today, it was magnificent to see. And I did say to my dad when it was 2-0, we've been threatening to absolutely hammer a team 7 or 8-0, and we duly got it. But we made five changes from the Benfica game, and as Artie said on RTV, it is superb. It's a great indictment to the team, the fact that we can seamlessly take in and out so many players, and the system doesn't change, the personnel changes, but the system stays the same, and we are on form pretty much every single game with the system. And that's a testament, again, to how well the team are working just now, especially in defence. Everybody was immense today. But I suppose I better run off the goals here. First goal in the 15th minute was Scott Arfield. It was a mistake from the Hamilton player in their half, near the halfway line, where the Hamilton player stood in the ball and he lost it. A very alert Defoe nicks the ball off him, quickly turns and plays a lovely through ball to Kent, who was running down the left. He took the ball maybe about 10-15 yards, got the ball into the box, squared it to the middle, and Arfield with a simple hit past the keeper. 2 minutes later, we went 2-0 up with Roof scoring. Lots of possession, ending in Tavernier getting the ball on the right-hand side. Played a superb long cross into the back post, who finds the head of Roof, who nods it into the back of the net. And then 2 minutes after that as well, we went 3-0 up. A devastating 4 minutes there, and that was Aribo scoring. Quick incisive break up the park with Arfield feeding the ball through to Aribo on the right-hand side of the box, who has a shot goal-bound. It deflected off the legs of the defender and into the back of the net. Possibly a wee bit of fortune there, but that's what we've been saying for so long. Just have the shot, even if it is a crowded box, have the shot. You might get lucky with the deflection. The worst that will happen is they regain possession. Fourth goal in the 35th minute was Aribo again. It was a quick break down the right, an outstanding long cross to the back post by Tavernier. Took a bounce, Roof couldn't take a first time shot, however, he controlled it, turned, looked up, found Aribo with a pass, who was running into the box. He had a first time shot, it was rising towards the goal, taking a slight deflection and into the back of net. And then there it was half time. So as I said, a devastating first half, absolutely relentless, going for the jugular from the off, never gave Hamilton a sniff. McLaughlin had nothing to do. He might as well got the usual deck chair we've had to put out for keepers lately. But the team were outstanding. Even when it went 4-0, we were just pushing forward, not giving Hamilton any time on the box whatsoever. So game completely over at that point, and we made two subs at half time. Barisic and Jack came off, Bassey and Zungu came on, and this Zungu certainly looks an absolute player. Very physical, very direct, and it was fantastic to see. We got our fifth goal on the 53rd minute with Roof getting his second of the game. Kent on the left hand side of the box, cuts it back, plays a fantastic cross into the back post to find Defoe. Defender jumps in, hits off the post, hits off Defoe, back into the middle of the box to find Roof, who had a fairly simple tap. simple as you like, but all the hard work had been done beforehand. Just after that, Kent came off and Barker came on, and Barker made pretty much an immediate impact, because 4 minutes after coming on, we went 6-0 up and he scored. It was a quick move down the left with Bassey, squares it to Defoe on the edge of the box in the centre. Lovely first touch to control and wrong foot the defender. He slides the ball to the right for the on-running Barker, who coolly strikes it under the legs of the defender and into the back of the net. Certainly, he's come on a few times and he's been that good impact player. I know that we needed this in this game, but that's what he does. 63rd minute, the three words you like to hear in a Rangers game: penalty to Rangers. Defoe was brought down in the box after Roof played him a good pass. No dubiety about it whatsoever, a clear as day penalty. You've seen Defoe gesturing, me, 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 and he certainly deserved one in the game, but the captain pulled rank. Can understand he's had a good vein of form when it comes to penalties once again, so who are you going to say no to when it comes to that? He played it straight down the middle. The keeper had dived to his right, but it was hit with enough power anyway. And we rounded off the game on the 68th minute with Tavernier getting his second goal 4 minutes after his first. Made it 8-0. Lovely worked move from the left. Worked to the right with Tavernier, ending up flicking it to the right to the Roof. Got a shot off and a good save for the keeper, but it spilled right into the path of Tavernier, who had kept his run going, and with poacher's instinct he put it past the defender and the keeper. Just absolutely brilliant. Tavernier just doesn't score penalties. That was, as I said, a poacher's instinct there to get that knock on ball, but fantastic. Couple more changes: Aribo off, Hadji on, Arfield off and on as well, and we kept on pressing, and I don't think I've ever seen Rangers go 10-0 up or score 10 goals in a game. Really desperate for that, but you know, certainly we've got to be absolutely delighted with 8 goals today without reply, without a shot on target from Hamilton. The goal difference is way up now. That sets a marker, and what a way to finish off the run of games and go into the international break. That's the disappointing thing. The team have found form and we're hitting this international break. I just wish they would play all these stupid qualifiers or friendlies or whatever in a tournament at the end of this, in the close season. There is no point to them. I can't be bothered with them, especially when we've hit this great run of form as well. So that's us not playing now until Sunday the 22nd of November. We're at home to Aberdeen. It's a midday kickoff, so a big game there. And, you know, just hopefully we pick up the form the way we've left this one. So Dave and I will be back with a main podcast we're recording tomorrow night, so it'll be out hopefully the early hours of Tuesday, if not late on in Tuesday evening. So as ever, if you want to check out what we do, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find the still-to-be-updated list of podcasts and post-match reactions. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.